Today's shiur is Masechta Makos Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Ki Yotzeba is actually a Machlokes Rishonim if the word Ki Yotzeba should be used in this Mishnah, because the Ritva says that this Mishnah really has no connection to what we learned previously, and therefore the word Ki Yotzeba don't really belong here. But then he says that there can be an argument that Ki Yotzeba belongs here. Because just like we learned the previous year, that if a Levi killed somebody, he goes from his city to another city, because the reason that's done, even though he already lives in one of the Ari Levium, is because that is what's going to cause them to become more humble, and that will cause them to do tshuva. Same too, the halachas that we're learning in our Mishnah of all for the purpose to make the person recognize the repercussion of what he's done. Ki Yotzeba Rotzeach Shegala L'Ir Miklatai, and the Rotzeach that comes to an Ir Miklat, V'Rotza Anshi'ir L'Chabdai, and the people who live in that city want to give him covered. Yom Lehem, he should notify them, Rotzeach Ani. He has to notify them of this, and again, the Miri says that what will be accomplished by doing this is that the person, when he makes this public announcement, be aware who I am, that will cause that person to realize the repercussions of his acts, that he has to say so, and that will be a way that he'll have the tshuva. Amalai, and if the people of that city, even though he has made that declaration, say, af became, we still want to give you this honor, then the aroch is, you kavam, and he's allowed to accept the honor. It's his obligation to say what he has to say. And once he says what he has to say, then he doesn't have to do any more. Malam hayu schar l'levim. Another halacha, says the Mishnah, is if they live in the city of Dar Levim, which we've been learning can serve as an Ari Miklat, they have to pay malam schar l'levim, they have to pay rent. There's a machloikus rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam. Everybody agrees that he has to pay rent. The question is, does he also have to pay taxes for the city that he lives in? Rashi seems to say that even that he has to pay. It seems that the opinion of the Rambam is that he has to pay rent, but not all these other expenses. Ma'ahayu tzchar l'levim, they would pay rent to the Levim. The Rabbi Yehuda, May I'm a loyal mam schar, he gets to live there, doesn't have to pay rent. Choizel Surar Shahayaba, when he gets out of Dar Miklat, as we've been learning, when the Lechol Tzurcheyachem, he means that the Levium have to provide him with whatever he needs. When he goes out of Dar Miklat, presumably because the Kohen Gadol passed away, Choizel Surar Shahayaba, he goes back to his original position that he had before, Divrei Rameya, and Rabbi Yudaimer, Lo Yayu Chayzel Sroar Shayba, he doesn't get that opportunity. Says the Gemara Amar of Kahana, Machloikis, the Machloikis, where we had in our Mishnah, the Ritzeach has to pay or not, is B'sheish, on the Sheish Ari Miklat. The Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lachem, that means Laklita. It should be a place that they could take refuge, but it doesn't mean that they could live there expense-free. Umasav Rameya says, L'chem, l'chol tzurcheichem. Everything is provided for the murderer. Ava Abayim Shtayim, when we talk about the 42 Ari Levim, Devar Hakom Alam Schar, the Levim are not obligated to give up and give free residency to this murderer. Amalei Rav, Hovadai, both Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda agree, Lachem, says the Gemara, L'chol Tzurcheichem Mashma. And therefore, everybody is in agreement that when we speak about the actual Ari Miklat, they don't have to pay any rent. El Amar Rava, the whole machloikis that we have in our Mishnah is strictly machloikis b'abayim v'shtayim in the 42 cities Ari Levium. What will be the halacha there? Mar Sava, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Aleim Titnu. The Torah says, V'aleim titnu abayim v'shtayim ir, kehanach, and he compares the Ari Levim to Ari Miklat. Kihanach Leklita, just like they have the same point that they use for refuge, but not to be taught that just like that, because in Dari Miklat you don't have to pay rent, so too does that halach apply in Dari Levim. Well, Masav, whereas Ramey's opinion is that the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk connects or compares the 42 Ari Levim, when the Pasuk says, V'aleim titnu abayim v'shtayim ir, kehanach, the halach are all exactly the same. Mahanach, just like the cities that are the Ari Miklat, l'chol tzricheichem, as we are learning that they don't have to pay for anything, Av Haninami, so too the Ari Levim are treated the same way, l'chol tzricheichem. Av B'sheish, when we speak about the six Ari Miklat, everybody is in agreement, the Rehaka Lohayol Malam Tzchar, there's no need to pay rent. We spoke in the Mishnah about what happens to the person after he comes out of the Ari Miklat. Chayzul Sroh Shayabah, Tana Abonin, the Pasuk says, regarding a person who's an Eved Ivri, the Torah says, and even though, explains Doruch Lener, that normally we have a din of Ein Hekesh L'machtza. So if the Torah is comparing the 42 Ari Levim and the 6 Ari Miklat, why aren't they the same? So explains Doruch Lener, because there's a special Pasuk of V'chol Tzricheichem, and that special limud is only by the Ari Miklat, it doesn't get extended necessarily, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to the Ari Levim as well. So the Mar says, the Mar now speaks about an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, somebody who stole and couldn't pay, so he sold as an Eved Ivri, but the maximum term of an Eved Ivri is 6 years or Yovel. And then the Torah says, after that term is over, V'shava Mashpachtu V'alchuzas Avos of Yoshev. So we learn from Mashpachtu Yoshev, where he goes back to his family, goes back home, V'enashav L'mashach Siku Avos of. He doesn't go back to any chazakah, any position of power that was in the family. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Ramei Omer, Afu Shav L'mashach Zika Avosav, that he goes back, that he does go back to where his family was. The Chuzas of Yashuv, says the Gemara, Kavosav, that he's completely treated as like his family where he went back. The Cain, the Goyla, says the Braisa, the same thing will apply to somebody who went to Golus. Kshoymer, the Pasuk says, V'shava l'mishpach v'alchuz avos of Yashuv, Kshoymer Yashuv, because when the Pyra used the word Yashuv, he says that that's superfluous to teach us, L'rabbis as a Ritzayach, that the Ritzayach is treated like the Ritzayach is treated in the same way as an Eved Ivri. And according to Ramey, therefore, he does not go back to his position of authority, and according to Ramey, he does. Says the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean when it says, V'keim b'goyla k'ritanya? The Pasuk says, K'vir m'klatu yeshev ad mois kain godl v'achr mois kain godl, yoshev ritzeich al eretz ha'chuzosoi. From here we learn, l'achr eretz ha'chuzosoi, he goes back to his property, v'en eshev l'mashach zika avaysav. He doesn't go back to that position of authority. Divrei Reb Yehuda, Remei Eimer, Afu Shav L'mashach Ziku Avaisav, he goes back completely to what his family had. Gomar, says the Gemara, how do we connect the limud of Eved Ivri and Ritzeach? Shiva Shiva Mahasam. Here the Torah says, Al-Chuzos, by Eved Ivri the Torah says, Al-Chuzos Avaisav Yoshev, and by Ritzeach it says, Yoshev Hel Ritzeach El Eretz, he goes back. So here we have a discussion. What is the halacha about a ritzeach going back to possession? So according to Yehuda, he should not be reinstated. So the tzoftas p'neich, the ragachava, means that he has no legal claim to his former possession, and he cannot demand that whoever had that position while he was in Golus should give it up to give it back to him. Says the Ragachava that, however, if the city where he's coming back to wants to put him back to his to prominent position, that would be permissible. The Ritva, however, says that not only does he forfeit his rights to his former position, But says the Ritva that even if he's offered that position, because he's a murderer, he should not be given back that position or any position of prominence. He says that but these halachas are only, says the Ritva, applicable to a murderer. But if somebody is not a murderer, he did different avera and he did tshuva, then he can be given back his position. The Gemara says the Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda disagree. May he get a position that his family held? Says the Ritva. From here we see that here this individual has no right to get back the position of his forefathers because of the avera that he did. But why would be if he didn't do an avera? Says the Ritva. This Gemara seems to be teaching us that under normal circumstances, a son has a claim to his father's position. Just like a king's son is the one that should inherit him, so too is Dalok in any position of authority, it goes Birusha. And that's the way the Rambam paskins that a son inherits his father's position, just like a king's son inherits the throne. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's only when we speak about position of authority. But when we speak about position of Torah, of teaching Torah, a Rabbonus, a Rosh Yeshiva, so that is a position which is a spiritual position to teach Torah. And there it is given to the person who's most suited for the position. It doesn't necessarily go to the children. The Avnei Nezer actually disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. And Avnei Nezer's position is that not only in positions of authority, as our Gemara seems to clearly teach us, it goes to a son, but even in position like a Rosh Yeshiva, etc., Avnei Nezer's position is that it goes to the son. And again, the Paiskim seem to take the position that it's only by a murderer are we more concerned about giving him back his position, not in other areas of halacha. The Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer Derech Pekudecha has a very interesting discussion. He says that many times you find that there's somebody who is offered a position of authority, and the person is humble and modest, and he doesn't want to take, he declines the position. He says sometimes acting in such a fashion is actually not a situation of modesty. If anything, it could be considered a situation of arrogance, because people will say that not only is this person so great and he's worthy of the position, but look at how modest he is, that he's declining a position that we are offering. And therefore, says the Bnei Yisachar there, if a person sees that by declining the position, it's going to be construed actually as an act of arrogance rather than an act of modesty, then under those circumstances, then the halacha is that he should not do so, he should accept the honor without making an issue out of it. He says that the way how a person, he has a very interesting approach. He says, what is the attitude a person should have to when he's given honor and he declines it? He says, the attitude a person should have under those circumstances is he should look at himself, says the Derech Pekudecha, as an Esrig. Esrig, we know, is such a wonderful, important mitzvah. When we give honor to the Esrig, we don't give honor to the Esrig. The honor the Esrig is given is not because of the Esrig. It's only because the Esrig is used for a mitzvah. A person who's been given a position of authority should not consider that he is deserving the honor. He's no more than an Esrig. Just like the Esrig is used to perform a mitzvah, he is a way that a mitzvah is going to be performed, and he should not use it as a way to view himself as better or important. We begin now. Hanulach Eilan Agoylan, Hanulach Eilan Agoylan, Hanulach Eilan Agoylan. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the next parak, which speaks about what's the primary topic of the Masechta, and that is about the Chiyuv Malkus. And the Mishnah begins with Eilehen Aloikin, and here too there are different gersos. What is the proper word at the beginning of this Mishnah? Rashi says it's not Ve'elu, it should be Elu. It's not a continuation, but the Pnei Yeshua says that Taisa says that the proper gersa is Ve'elu, because this is a continuation to what we've been learning at the beginning of the Masechta. And really, at the beginning of the Masechta, we learned the Halachos Eidim Zomimim. The first Mishnah of the Masechta taught us the Halachos Eidim Zomimim. But the Mishnah taught us that even though under normal circumstances, the punishment for Eid Zomim is Vasisim Loi Kashazom Malasis Lachiv, the punishment that he wanted to cause should happen to him. So this Mishnah, but the Mishnah said that under certain circumstances, we don't do that. Under certain circumstances, the punishment is Malkus. So our Mishnah is a continuation and discussion of the halacha of Malkus. So the Mishnah teaches us these are the halachas where we get Malkus. Of course, the Rishonim point out that even the Averis that we're going to be discussing, for which there's a Chi of Malkus, is only if the words Edom and Asra. There are Edom that he did this Avera, and there is Asra. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Yotes mentions that there are 207 Averis for which there is a Chi of Malkus. 21 of them are Averis that come with a Chi of Karis, but not Mises Bezdin. 18 of them are Averis which come Misab de Shemaim, as we often discuss, that Karis is a punishment that affects the perpetrators, not just him, but his children as well. Misab de Shemaim only affects the person who did the Avera. And 168 are Averis that don't carry not Karis and Mises Bezdin, but do carry Malkus. So says the Mishnah of Elohen Aloikin Abal Achaisoi, if somebody has relations with his sister, Valchais Aviv, his father's sister, Alchais Imai, his mother's sister, Alchais Ishtoi, on his wife's sister, as long as his wife is still alive, Eishes Achiv, on his brother's wife, after they got divorced, Aleishes Achi Aviv, if somebody has relations with his father's brother's wife, again, after they got divorced, Alanida, if somebody has relations with Anida, Amona Kain Gadol, if somebody marries Amona, if a Kain Gadol marries an Amona, Grusha v'chalutza l'Kain Hedjet, where she's a Grusha and a Chalutza Kain Hedjet, the Gemara Masechta the Gedushin teaches us, only if she was first an Amona and then she's a Grusha, will the Kain Gadol have two Malkus. But let's say she was a Grusha first, because we say that since when she was an Amona, she was only also to the Kohen Gadol. And when she's a Grusha, she's also to everybody. So that's why the second Isser is Chal on the first Isser. But if she was a Grusha first, so she's already also to every Kohen, if then she becomes an Amana, she ain't Isser Chal al Isser. Amana Kohen Gadol, Grusha, the Chalutzel Kohen Hedjet. There's a very big discussion about a Grusha and about a Chalutza. Many suggest that a chalutza is not an issa deraisa. It's just always mentioned together with a grusha. And some say the chalutza is an issa deraisa. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedjet. Mamzeres v'nesina l'Yisrael. When we speak about the nesinim are the gevonim that were not allowed to, that had fooled Yeshua into believing that they weren't from the Zion Umis. And at that point, there was a gzeira that they may not marry into Klal Yisrael. And then what happened was, as we just learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, the city of Noiv Ir HaKohanim, where the Nesinim lived, was wiped out by Shaul. And then when they were asked, the Gevonim, therefore, were also affected because they lived there. What should we do? What should happen to them, to the family of Shaul? And they said that they should be killed. And that point, David HaMelech said that they can't be brought into Klal Yisrael. So the question is, was it Yeshua or was it David? So many Rishonim explain that Rashi holds that the first generation of the Sinim, even though they were Megayer, they were not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael Midaraisa. And the future generations are what David HaMelech made the Gzeira, and that's only Midrabotan. Many Rishonim, however, disagree, and they use our Mishnah as a Raya, because our Mishnah says that if somebody marries a Nosin, there's a Chiv Malkus, which would seem to be a Raya that it's only Midrabotan. The way to understand the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is speaking about two ways of explaining. Either the Mishnah is only speaking about the first generation of Nesinim, which even Rashi and everyone agrees is only is a Nisa Deraisa. The problem with that approach is that that will never happen again. So why would it be mentioned again? And that's why many Achroinim, Daruch Laner, suggest it's just like Chalutza. We just said a moment ago that Chalutza is only Nisa Derabonim, but yet it's mentioned in Mishnah because Chalutza is always mentioned together with Grusha. So too, the Nesinim are only Issa Derabbanan, but the reason they're mentioned in the Mishnah, because they're always mentioned together with the Mamzerim. Amana the Grusha, if a woman's Amana Grusha, Chayavan le Mishnei Shemus. A Kohen Gadol may not marry her because of the Issa Amana and the Issa Grusha. Grusha v'chalutza, but if a woman is a Grusha v'chalutza, Ein Achayiv el Mishim Shem Echas Bovad, it's all part of the Issa Grusha. Because even if we hold that the Issa Chalutza is an Issa Deraisa, it's learned from the Pasuk of the Isha Grusha. And since it's learned from the Pasuk of the Isha Grusha, it's already included in the Lav of Grusha, and therefore it's not a separate Aveira. HaTama Shachal Sakaidish, somebody who's Tamei who ate meat that's Kachim, or Abba Migdash Tamei, or somebody enters the base of Migdash when he's Tamei, Oichel Chalev, if somebody eats Chalev or Dam of an animal, a Behemah Chayiv Oif, if somebody eats Noiser, something that was left over from the carbon past the time when it was supposed to be eaten, Pigel, if a carbon, when it was brought, the Kohen, as he was doing the avoid in the carbon, had a mind to bring the carbon or eat the carbon after the proper time. Tamei, if Kotcha became Tamei, Vashoichit, if somebody brings Shechzer Adam carbon, Mal Bechutz, outside of the Azara, or somebody brings a carbon that became Tamei, Vaychel Chametz Pesach, if somebody eats Chametz and Pesach, Vaychel, if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, or eats Melach on Yom Kippur, or somebody does Melach on Yom Kippur, Hamafatim es Hashemen, if somebody makes oil in the exact same recipe as the oil that was made for the Shemen HaMishka, Hamafatim es Ketoris, if somebody makes Ketoris in the same fashion that the Ketoris was made, Hasach v'Shemen HaMishka, or somebody smears himself with the Shemen HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared, all these people get Malkus. Hoichel Nevelis, if somebody eats an animal that was killed, that died, not through Shrita, Trefa, somebody eats an animal that has a defect that makes it a Trefa, even though it was properly slaughtered, but it has one of these defects. If somebody eats Shkotzim or Moshim, different types of insects, worms, Ochel Tevel, if somebody ate Tevel for which the proper Maestris were not taken off, or Maestris Shalai Nitra Trumasa, the halacha is that Maiserishin is given to Levi, but 10% of that is given as Trumas Maiser to the Kohen. So if you have Maiserishin, which is given to the Levi, but the halacha is that Maiserishin, which is given to the Levi, may be eaten by Yisrael, but if you didn't take off the Trumas Maiser, or Maiser Hein Sheni, which we discussed earlier in our previous year, has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If somebody eats it outside of Yerushalayim, or somebody eats Hegdish without being paid it, without properly redeeming it, all these cases you get Malkus. Kama Yochum and a Tevel. Ask the Mishnah, how much Tevel does one have to eat for which there'll be a Chiv Malkus? Rav Shimon Amikoshu, even the slightest amount. The chamer omrim, you only chay if you ate a kazayas. Amar Rav Shimon, iat amoydim li ba'oichel nevmala. Don't you agree that if somebody ate an ant, kolshu, even though it's a small ant, shuchayiv, that is chayiv malchus? So isn't that a proof that there is no shear, even the smallest amount? So the chamer respond, there there's a new halacha. And that is because it's a beria. Something is a beria. If that was the way it was created, then size doesn't make a difference and you're going to be chayiv. Amlehem, so Shimon says to the chamim, then the same should be by chita. If somebody just ate one kernel of something that he's not supposed to eat, that should also be considered a beria. And what will the Rabbanan respond? The Rabbanan will respond that what is the definition of a beria? Is a beria only based on something which is living, a nemola, or something like that? Or do we say beria even by a kernel of wheat, which is not a living organism? The Gemara says, our Mishnah says, Chai Varisis Katani. Our Mishnah mentioned many Averis, which there is a Chiv Karis. Chai Varisis Bezdin Lo Katani. But Mishnah did not mention any Averis for which there is, if somebody violates that Aver B'mezit, a Chiv Mason Bezdin. Why? It's not obviously coincidental. Says the Gemara Masnisa Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? It represents the opinion of Rabbi Kivihi. The Tanya Echad Chayv Krisis Echad Chayv Mises Bezdin. Whether it's an Aver that comes with Chorus or Mises Bezdin, Yeshdin Bechla Malkus Aboyim, there is going to be a Chiv Malkus. And such, so for such an Avera, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva Omer, Chayv Krisis, if somebody did an Avera that carries with it a punishment of Karis, Yeshnoi Bechla Malkus Aboyim. There are two punishments. There could be also a punishment of Karis and a punishment of Malkus. Because Shem Masa Tshuva, because says the Gemara, says Rabbi Kiva, if somebody did an Aveir for which there is Karis, and then he did Tshuva, Bezdin Shemal Amoichem Loi, he will no longer be Chayiv the Karis. And the basis of this Gemara is a concept that we often discuss in Shas, and that is Kimle B'drabim Nei. Kedei Rishosoi, Mishim Risha Achas Atam Chayiv V'yatam Chayiv V'shtei Rishoyis. You never give somebody two punishments for one Aveira. And therefore, if the person did Aveira for which there's Karis, and he does Tshuva, so by doing Tshuva, he takes away from himself the Einish Karis. Since he takes away from himself the Einish Karis, so that's why he get Malkus. Whereas, by Chayiv Mises Bezdin, Ein B'chlal Malkus Aboyim, for explains Rabbi Kiva, Shemasa Tshuva, even if the person does Tshuva, Ein Bezdin Shemata Moichem Lehem. The Bezdin still has to give the Einish. Because the reason is, there's a Gzeres HaKosef, that even not to say that Tshuva isn't helpful. Of course, Tshuva helps for all Averis. But if a person will do Tshuva, will say he do Tshuva, and then we will never be able to punish anybody. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu said that for this Aver, there's an Einish Bezdin, that means even Tshuva won't be helpful. And the Noida Yehuda explains why not. The Noida Yehuda explains that part of the purpose of the Tshuva is that it should serve as a deterrent from the person doing an Aveira again. And therefore, even if we'll say and assume that the person who did this Aveira did Tshuva, it still doesn't mean that we don't have to worry that it has to be a deterrent for everybody else. The Gra explains, the Pasuk in Parashas Kisetze says, V'chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat mavis v'humas. And the question is, the word chet, asked the Gra, always represents an Aveira that was done b'shoigig. So he asks, if it always represents an Aveira that was done b'shoigig, why does the Torah use chet when it says v'humas? So he explains that our Gemara explains it. The Gemara is saying that a person indeed did an Aveira for which he sentenced to Mises Bezdin. But now that person did Tshuva. And by doing Tshuva, we know that even if a person does Tshuva Meira, The Gemara Masechta Yuma says it's considered like he did the Aveira B'shoigig. So now by having done tshuva, the Aveira that he did is downgraded from an Aveira that was done B'mezid to Chet, to an Aveira that was done B'shoigig. So if it was an Aveira that was done B'shoigig, he shouldn't be Chayim Misa. Tells us the Torah, as our Gemara just said, for humas, that even though the Aveira now is only considered like an Aveira that was done B'shoigig, it's still going to be Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayiv Misa B'chlal Hayu, Chayiv Misas were in the category of all the Arayas, that the Torah says, Kol HaShiyasab, B'kol HaTevis HaEla, V'nichrasa Nefashas HaOysus, if somebody does one of the Aveiras mentioned in Pashas Achrei Mois, the Chayiv is Karas, V'loma Yotza Karas B'chayisai, why did the Torah again mention there's a Chayiv Karas by somebody who has relations with a sister, the dying by Karis for Leibah Malkus, to tell us that there's only a Chiyuv Karis and not a Chiyuv Malkus. So our Mishnah that says that there is a Chiyuv Malkus when somebody did an Aveira, which comes with the Einish of Karis, it's representing the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, my time to Rishmo, why does Rabbi Shmuel say that? What's the basis of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? The Ksiv in Loisish Melas is called the Torah Azois. The Ksiv Hifla Shemus Makasecha. Hafla Hifla Hafla Zayri Day Mahi. Shem of Hifla Shoyt Vekul Lefonav. Havoyma Hafla Zu Malkus. The Ksiv in Loisish Melas is called the Torah. Called the Torah says that from here we see that by all Averis. There's a Chiyuv Malkus. Ihachi, if that's the case, Chayiv Esei Nami, so that's how he learns, so by all Averis, he should be Chayiv Malkus, even Chayiv Esei, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Emloi Shish Maksiv, and as Rabbi Oven Amr Beloi explains the Pasuk, Domer Rabbi Oven Amr Beloi, Komak Shunami Shon Pen Va'al, and Eloi Sasei. So the Torah is saying that there's only a Chiyuv Malkus when you were over alive. The Pasuk in Parshas Chayisara says that when Avram sent Eliezer to find the wife of Yitzchak, and Eliezer says to Avram, V'yomel Adonai, Ulai lo teilach ish acharai. Says Rashi, the Pasuk doesn't say the word Ulai with the Vav, it says Eli. And Rashi explains, Eli ksiv, Bas hoysa Eliezer, Eliezer had a daughter, he wanted to find the reason that Avram should take his daughter as a wife for Yitzchak. Avram, to which Avram told him to him, "Bni Baruch, v'ata Arur, v'ein Arur mispar g'baruch." So, asked the Gra, would we assume that Eliezer would want to come up with a scheme how Yitzchak should marry his daughter? How would he? What makes us believe that that's something Eliezer would do? Says the Gra. If we look in the pasuk says the word pen, and the pasuk says ulai. He says, what is the difference between the word pen and the word ulai? They both mean maybe. He says, if somebody says maybe, but it's something that we don't want should happen, then we use the word pen, like it says in Krishna, pen yifta levavchem, pen yedvar dovem belevavcha b'li'al. And pen means loisasei, as the Gemara just said, something we don't want to happen. But when we use the word ulai maybe, in the sense that we do want it to happen, then the word for maybe is ulai, as the Pasuk says, ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim. Avram Avinu said, ulai achaper ba'at chataschem. So the question here is, says the Gra, what got Rashi to assume that this was Eliezer's intention is, why did Eliezer use the word pen, use the word ulai, and not the word pen? It must be because ulai, as the Gra just taught us, the ulai means it's something that he wanted should happen. And since it's something that he wanted to happen, that's why Rashi says that he had this plan in his mind. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, that Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us based on this pasuk, that whenever we have a loisa say, there is an oinish chorus, so ask the Gemara, Yoch, lav she'en bei maisa nami. Even by lav she'en bei maisa, there should be a chiv malchus. Answers the Gemara, lasis ksiv. The pasuk says lasis, the Torah is speaking only about averis that involve action. And that's why by lav she'en bei maisa, there's no malchus. Ask the Gemara, different question. Lav shenitik lasei nami. We're going to be spending significant time learning that a lav where the Torah has an essay after the lav, which means that the lav, the averi that you did, can be corrected by the mitzvah to say, there's no malchus. But it's a lav. So why is there no malchus? Answers the Gemara, Dumi the lav chasima. The Torah says, Lesachsim shor b'dishoy, that one may not muzzle an animal. And afterwards, the Torah says, the parsha malchus. From that, we use the lav of chasima as a model for malchus. That whatever it's similar to the lav of chasima, that's when there's malchus, otherwise not. So I saw the Ritva asks a question. If lav de chasima becomes the ma, and therefore there it's a lav that's not nitik lasei, chasima is not a lav of nitik lasei, that's why we only give malchus by a lav that's not nitik lasei, a lav of nitik lasei, which is not similar to the lav de chasima, there is going to be malchus. So ask the Ritva, so if that's the case, that lav de chasima is the model, so then the question is, why would there be malchus, as Rabbi Akiva says, by chorus? It's not lav, it's not like the lav de chasima, but chasima, there's no chorus. One answer he gives is the pasuk says, es kol divrei ha-Torah azois. And when the Torah uses the word es kol divrei azois, is coming to be marba, even when there is a kares. And since it's a lav that pasuk includes it, even though it's not similar to lav d'chsima, says the Gemara. Hash d'asus lachi. Now that we've learned that lav d'chsima serves as the model for malchus, kula nami. All the questions that we'll ever have about malchus, when is malchus appropriate or not, it always has to be during the lav d'chsima. Rabbi Kiva asked the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, who differentiated between Menaces Bezdin and Karis, my Tama, why did he say that by Chayvim Mises, the person is going to get the Mises? By Karis, maybe not. My Tama, what's the reason that even though he's going to get Mises Bezdin, should he not also get Malchus? Answers the Gemara, because the Torah says, Kedei Rishosoi, Rishom Risha Achsat Mechayvoi, we only give one punishment, V'yat Mechayvim Shem Shtei Rishoyis. Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel says that we give Mises Bezdin and Malchus. What is he going to do? Ask the Gemara with Kedei Rishosoi. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili Misa Mamon or Malchus Mamon, where the two punishments are Misa Mamon or Malchus Mamon. Avil, that's when he applies the concept of Kedei Rishosoi. But in a situation of Misa or Malchus, that's considered Misa Richtahi. It's considered one act of Misa. It's not considered like two separate punishments. As Rashi Masechet Sanhedrin explains, that Malchus is considered one of the types of Mises. So since Malchus is considered one of the types of Mises, so therefore, giving Malchus and giving Mesa is just doing the same thing twice. And I saw that the Sefer Nosson Perioi explains, this is very consistent. Rabbi Shmuel here is consistent with his opinion that we learned at the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin. The beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, there was a discussion, if somebody is being sentenced for an Aveira that comes with an Einish Malchus, how many members does that Bezdin have to have? And we learned in the first Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, a Machloikus. Is a Bezdin of 3 sufficient, or do you have to have a Bezdin of 23? Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was that we have to have a Bezdin of 23. Why is it the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that we have to have a Bezdin of 23? It's very understandable, because Rabbi Shmuel opinion is that Malchus is a form of Misa. Since he holds that Malchus is a form of Misa, it makes all the most sense that he should, that's why he says here, the Malchus and Misa were the same. Another pshat that I saw, that Tosfos suggests, that we learned many times in Masechta Sanhedrin, that by Ben Noach, as Rosson Zui Minisoson, Ben Noach that does any of the Averis that he's not allowed to do is Chayiv Misa. The Yisrael, when he does such an Avera, is getting Malchus instead of the Misa. So we see that Malchus is a substitute for Misa. Another pshat is that sometimes through the Malchus, the person who's getting Malchus may end up dying. So that's why Malchus is considered a step towards Misa. Rishmol, Rabbi Kiva Yehochi, if according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't get Misa's best than a Malchus because of Kdei Rishosoi, Chayve Krisis Nami. So then, why, if somebody did an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Chorus, can he get Malchus? My Amrit, what did we say earlier in explaining Rabbi Kiva's opinion? Shemasa Tshuva, because if they do Tshuva, they won't get Chorus, and that's why they should get Malchus. However, Hashtam is Le'avdi. At this point, they haven't done Tshuva. And since they haven't done Tshuva at this point, why do they get Malchus? Emma Rabbi Vua, to which answers Rabbi Vua, that even though there's a Torah that says, Kedei Rishasai, however, Befeirish rips the Torah Chayiv Krisis L'Malchus. The Torah explicitly says that even though somebody did an Aveira for which there's a Chayiv Karis, there's still going to be a Chayiv Malchus. The Gomar, Rekiva learns it from Xer Shovel Eine Milan Necha. By Chayiv Karis, the Pasuk says, V'nichrasa L'Eine B'nei Amon. And by Malchus, the Pasuk says, V'nikla Achich L'Einecha. So we see that they travel together. And as I saw, the Ramban explained. So that's the reason that the Torah explicitly says that by Chiv Karis there's Malchus. So now we have a question. Why did Rabbi Kiva have to say earlier in our shir that whole explanation that a person could be absolved from Malchus, absolved from Karis when he did Tshuva, but he can't be absolved from Mises Bezdin? So explains the Ramban, what Rabbi Kiva meant to say there was the explanation behind this Gzeir Shavah. Mask of Lo Rabbi Mamo Ihochi Chai Bezdin Nami. When we speak about Chai Bezdin, also why don't we have the Gzeirah Shava Nigmarim? Why don't we learn Me'ene Me'elen Necha and say that by Chai Misa Bezdin we have a Gzeirah Shava that by Chai Misa Bezdin is also Malchus? Answers the Gemara Donin La'ene Le'en Necha. The Ain Donin Me'ene Me'elen Necha. Ain Le'en Necha is a better match. Is a perfect match. Me'ene with the mem versus le'nech with the lamed is not a perfect match, and since it's not a perfect match, it can't be used for gzeirah shava. Ask the Gemara, my nafka mino, is that true that the words have to be a perfect match for to be considered a gzeirah shava? But Tana de Bar Shmuel, the pasuk says of shava koyin uba koyin huzui shiva zui bia. The Torah says the halacha is that if somebody, if there was a Nagoyim identified in a house, the Kohen has to quarantine that house for a week. If after a week he comes back and he sees that the Negar spread, he has to take out that place where the Negar is, put in new stones, and then again sequester the house for another week. If after a week, after having taken out those stones, the Negar comes back, then the entire house has to be demolished, even if the second nega is not bigger than the first nega. That's what it says beferish in the pasuk. What about if the kohen came back after the first week and nothing changed? So the Torah says you have to sequester the house for another week. What happens if after the second week you see that the nega grew? The Torah does not tell us exactly what to do under those circumstances. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel learns Gzeir Shava, V'shava Kayin, Uba Kayin, even though the word V'shav and Ba are very different words, we can learn Gzeir Shava. So we see that words don't have to be a perfect match to be Gzeir Shava. Void, Ligma, Me'ene Le'ene. What are we saying that Ene and Le'ene are not a good match? Because it's not the same. Le'ein el necha also are not exactly the same. And it still doesn't prevent us from being able to learn a gzeirah shava. Says the Gemara, Kavanei Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak accepted this question. And he said that the reason why by Misa we don't give Misa and Malkus is because of the limud of Kedei Rishasoi, Mishum Risha, Achas Atam Echaivai, V'yatam Echaivai Mishnei Mishayus. But that's only Berisha Mesul Lebezna Kos Bedaber. By Bezdin administered punishments. Whereas Karis is not something administered by Bezdin, it's administered by Neshamayim. There is no Aloch of Kedei Rishasoi. Rava Amar, Rava has a different way of explaining the Machloikus of Rav Shmuel and Rekiva. Aser by Liktala, if somebody was warned that if he's going to do this Aver, it's going to be Chai Misa, Kula Amar Pliga, there's no Machloikus, there ain't Loika Meis, that you don't give both Mises, Bezdin, and Malkus. The Torah says, Kedei Rishasoi. Ki Pligi, the Machloikus of Rav Shmuel and Rekiva, is in a situation that Aser by Lamalkus, that the person did an Aveira, which carries with it the punishment of Mises Bezdin, but he was warned for Malkus. Rav Shmuel Sover, Lav Shenit Lasaros Mises Bezdin. Aveira that you get, that comes with a Mises Bezdin, if you were warned that you would get Malkus, Loikinolov. Kiva Sover, Lav Shenit Lasaros Bezdin, ain't Loikinolov. Says the Gemara, Rav Kiva, if that's the way Rav Kiva learns, that if you were warned for Chorus, for Malkus, instead of Mises Bezdin, you won't get Malkus. Chayv Krisis Mes Nami, if somebody did an Aveira which comes with Chayv Karis, and he was warned for Malkus, he shouldn't get the Malkus, could Slav Shinit the Lasaris Karis. The Aveira is Karis, not Mises Bezdin. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Ramotchel Ravashi, Hocha Ama Avrima Magruna Mishmei Derava, Chayv Krisis Loitzurich Hasra. Chayv Krisis are Aveiras that don't need Hasra. What's the proof? For a Pesach Mila. If somebody didn't bring a Karm Pesach, or somebody didn't make a Bris Mila, Onish, he gets the punishment of Karis, Abish Lehizer, even if he wasn't warned. Ask them whether Dima Hashara Lekaran, maybe the Chiv Hashara, the Chayv Hashara, that if they did it, Bishogit, the Chayv a carbon. The Pesach Mila, says the Gemara, says the Gemara, Pesach Mila, the Lesbo Hashara, there's no lav, like Maisa carbon. So if by all Chayv Krisis we need it for the Karis, there can't be. So the Gemara's question is, Pesach Umila, there is no lav, no Maisa carbon. So if somebody didn't have a Mila, or somebody didn't bring a Karm Pesach, he doesn't bring a carbon. So we can't say that the purpose of the Ashara is for the carbon. So we have the original question, why, according to Rekiva, when instead of giving Hasara for Karis, you gave Hasara for Malkus, will the perpetrator get Malkus? He didn't get the proper Hasara. Hasam Lavaitaina, says the Gemara, the reason that they don't bring a carbon by Pesach and Mila has nothing to do with the Hasara part. El Mishum Deskish Kol Torah Kol Avodas Kachavim. All the Averis in the Torah compared to Avodah Zorah. Mavodas Kachavim means that the Torah says you shouldn't have done the Avera. Af kol sheva taisa. When do you get carbon? If you did the aver b'shagig, when do you have to bring carbon? If you did the aver b'shagig, but sheva taisa. If you didn't do what you were supposed to do, lafuke hani pesach amila are not sheva taisa. And since they're not sheva taisa, they require you to go bring the carbon, and that the kumbas say. So that's why the question is back. The halacha is that chayv krisis don't require hasara. The lav is therefore there to tell us that if you give Hashara for Malkus, and then the person does that Aveira, he will be Chayiv Malkus. Ravina Amar, if that was the Hashara he got. La'olam Kamina Mi'kara. Like we explained, that he got Hashara for Misa Malkus. Says the Gemara, but what's the difference between Karis and Misa's Bezdin? Shemasa Tshuva, if somebody did Tshuva by a Chayiv Karis, Bezdin Shemala Moichlahem, then he won't be chayiv karis, and therefore the malchus is in place because it's not a violation of giving him two punishments. My amrit, what are you going to say? That's only if he did tshuva, that he's not going to have karis, and that's why he should get malchus. What about if loy over tshuva? What about if he didn't do tshuva? Says the Gemara, loy psika milsula karis. We're not sure that he's going to get karis. Anybody who does such an aveira, we can never be sure if he's going to be chayiv karis. It depends if he does tshuva or not. And therefore, since it's such a case, we're not sure if he's going to do tshuva. Therefore, the karis is not definite. And if the karis is not definite, that's why the ashara for Malkus is considered a valid asra, and Rabbi Kiva will agree that such a person would get Malkus. There's a machloik, the Gemara here spoke about somebody who didn't have a bris milas chayif karis. The question is, what does that mean? Big machloik is Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam's opinion is, there's not chayif karis unless he lived his entire life without having done a bris milah. But if he's still alive, he's not chayif karis because he still has the opportunity to do a bris milah. The Ravid says that he could do that every day that he doesn't have a bris, he's chayif karis. When he'll do the bris, that chayif karis will go away. But if he dies without having ever done a bris milah, then the Ravid says that until he does the bris milah, he's chayif karis. According to the Rambam, we have to say that the concept of karis doesn't only apply while somebody is alive. The chayif karis could apply even after the person leaves the world, but if he didn't make a bris milah in the next world, he'll be chayif karis.